You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host for this show, Chris.
And Jonathan, coming in via the Skype. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So we down to two.
Yeah, down to two.
Rematch.
Rematch of last season. Now Kyrie and Kevin Love are both healthy. No excuses. Let's go.
Yeah, man. This is it for all the marbles. LeBron James back for a sixth straight time. So hopefully second time's a charm versus this Warriors team.
Yeah, because if he goes down with a fifth loss on his record, let the debates begin.
Oh, yeah. We already know we're going to have some in these conference finals.
Yep.
But, yeah, hope everybody had a nice Memorial Day. You know, of course, shout out to those who were in service, giving their lives, you know, to Absolutely. Protect this country, man. It's a, I ain't doing it.
So yeah.
Shout out.
It takes a lot to do that. So, yeah, definitely want to shout out those people and rest in peace for those who have lost their lives defending the country.
That's right, man. Yeah, I'm with, I was at a track meet all weekend. Had to work it. So, I mean, she was like 12-hour days, Saturday and Sunday. So we needed this break.
Ooh, boy. Yeah, I was chilling. The wife barbecued. Watched these games. Life was good.
Yeah, man, it was a lazy Monday.
But oh, yeah.
Here to get into all this. You know, some folks looking forward to it. We know one of the homies is
hurt.
Pissed off right now, to say the least.
Yeah, to say the least. Leave him alone. I ain't said nothing to him.
Yeah, so we get into all that, you know, of course, all the All-NBA and teams and defensive teams, new coaching hires, you know, awards, what the fuck moments, all that good stuff I'm bringing to you.
Yes, sir.
So if y'all want to get at us, you want to talk any sports with us, any comments, feedback whatsoever, you can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Be the voicemail, 323-455-4219. You can leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. We do read those on the show as well. And you can reach out to us on the show page at the website, blackisonline.com.
There you go. It don't even matter if you're shy. Leave us some kind of feedback. Leave us a smiley face, you know, like Samson. It don't matter. Hit us up and we will definitely get back at you. Holla!
Yes, sir. All right, we're going to start with some feedback.
Right.
We got an email and two voicemails. Of course, this is from the homie Bell. It's a great ruling this feedback this week.
All right.
So his email, Philly/Compton versus Cleveland. Game 5 between Toronto and Cavs will either be the beginning of a new East or an added series on to Bron's legacy. It's no secret that in the Eastern Conference has been probably the weakest conference in all of sports. Probably worse than the NFC East division. God damn.
Oof.
These two guards could spark up some competition. Not only that, they will definitely write their names in the history book as far as making the finals. If they still won in Cleveland, this series might be over in six. If not, Bron has a chance to show if he can bring off that killer instinct. His role players are actually playing, so no excuse this time around. No injuries, no soft roster, no role player disappearing acts. Will the Compton Philly kid add to the history, or will the Cleveland savior prevent an Eastern Conference uprise? Well, we know how that ended.
We know how that played out.
Yeah, you know, we're going to vent on how great that series was after that turnaround.
It's the term great very loosely.
All right, let's get into this, to these voicemails.
All right.
Brothers, so look, OKC Golden State Warriors. I like what I'm seeing. I'm not going to back down from what I said about KD simply because when he acts emotional, I got to verbally give him my ass whooping. Like I said, Westbrook is a different type of beast. Hell, he showed up to the game with what? A Skid Row t-shirt on with some Eddie Murphy leather slacks. I mean, he's just a different type of animal. You talk about him, he doesn't get all emotional and say, I'm tired of being number two behind Bron. That's what I mean, because emotional cats, their games get affected. But right now, I can't say anything negative about KD. He's been playing like the number one option. He's been playing like the top pick, and I can't hate on him for that. And if they continue to play like this, Spirit G, y'all will win a championship. Hands down. Nobody will be able to stop them. The next game between them and Golden State is going to be fireworks. Fireworks. And I want to see if OKC comes in there and just – I want to see that animal. I want to see KD and Westbrook set the tone like, we're about to try to smack y'all niggas at home. Not roll over or play lightly because, well, we got the next game in OKC. I want to see some hunger. I want to see more hunger. They already hungry. They've been hungry since the Spurs series. And like I said, Dallas don't count. I don't know why y'all count Dallas. Dallas is shit. Yeah, they're a solid team in the West, but they're shit. I expected them to lose. Dirk, all up to you. Rest of y'all niggas, go sit down somewhere. But the Spurs, I didn't expect that because I had the Spurs actually winning the championship. Wrong. Wrong. Chris, I was wrong. Toronto, no, I'm not Stephen A. I will not apologize to you. I will not apologize to Drake. No. First of all, look, you have my attention now. That's what you have. You have my attention. You won two games at home. That you know what that means? That means you did your chores, nigga. You vacuumed and you washed the dishes. You did the laundry before moms got home. You were supposed to do that. Now, you show some type of competitiveness in Cleveland, then we can talk about an apology. Is the league, I mean, is the East back because Toronto is giving the Cleveland a run for their money? No. Wrong again. Wrong. I just like to see a team give Bron some type of challenge. That's it. For the past couple of years, few years, Bron has been swimming through the East. Swimming through the East, real easy, and we all know this. And I'm not going to take any slander I say about the East. I mean it from my heart. In my next life, I mean it from that heart too. So yeah, I like what's going on here. I like these four teams. I like how they battling it out. I like the surprise and the effort and the hunger from OKC. And I would like to see GSW. Try to make a comeback. Notice how I said the word try. We know they're going to go down fighting because they will come back. But it's been proven that if you smack up a light-skinned cat, it takes them a while to recover. So, you know, Klay Thompson is doing his thing. He's still a star, not a superstar. But he's doing his thing. The donkey just, you know, you got to make sure. That's the bad thing is because Draymond, like I said, Draymond, he's the voice. He's what gets them going. He sparks everything, and half of that is taken away because he's not able to talk to the ref how he wants to. If not, you know, they'll send him home. He'll be going back to Michigan, like I said. So, other than that, everything is solid right now. I want to say this quick though to my Lakers. Can I have your wallet? Let me have the wallet with the $60 million in it. I come from a one parent household, so I know how to budget. Because it seemed like y'all about to just throw max deals at any and everybody.
Yep.
Oh, Delvin Dover, he's about to be a free agent. No, we're not about to max him. No, at all. Don't throw no max deal at DeRozan. If you're going to throw a max deal, the first max deal you should throw out is the nigga you're going to get the keys to. That's who you should throw the max deal to. Then you go get the players to compliment him. Don't go get the players and then go get the major piece and say, well, look what we got you. He might not even like them niggas. For example, Paul George and DeRozan. Yes, both from L.A. Well, technically, well, you know, Compton and, you know, Palmdale. Not yeah. Really, yeah, whatever. But anyway, you know, Paul George might not want to play with DeRozan. You know what I'm saying? So go get PG. He gets haircuts. Or go get KD and then go get the players that he would like to play with. Don't just throw max deals at everybody. You throw a max deal at me, I'll give some of it back. You know, just give me about three of them. Give me about three mil and you can have the 17. All right. Hey, yo, shout out to Orlando for absolutely doing nothing in their franchise. Okay. All right, y'all.
Oh my God, he loves throwing shots.
Taking shots, man. He loves throwing shots, man. At them folks from
Throwing shots at Teddy D.
Shout out, Teddy City D. Of Louisville.
Shout out.
He just can't help it, man.
Oh man, I do agree though. Klay Thompson is a star. He ain't a superstar.
No. He's not at that point yet. Nope. He plays with a superstar, and I mean that. He ain't fronting like, yeah, that helps out a lot. Mm-hmm. But he is, you know, but who's guarding Westbrook? He is.
Yep.
So, you know, he ain't just sitting back, clearly, when we get into that.
Yep.
He done showed
up. Appreciate the voicemail. Uh-oh.
I got one more. Yeah. But nah, man, appreciate it, man. We got another one coming from him.
All right.
Real quick, brother, I had to call back in because Jonathan sent me an email back about the email that I sent in about Toronto and the Cavs. I agree.
That was me.
I agree with the response, and it basically was saying that I would rather see Cleveland in the finals because it just makes better basketball. Nobody really, of course, Toronto will be making history, but nobody wants to see that matchup, truth be told. And all due respect, like, we just want to see a better matchup. And that's with any team on the West, you know, or any team in the Western Conference versus the Cavaliers. It's either going to be a matchup of the finals or it's going to be KD versus Bron again and Westbrook versus Kyrie. And that'd be a hell of a finals right there. I think it'd go six or seven games. Nobody's going to get swept in that. Six or seven games, and I think OKC might get them. Because they just got, I think they got more role players, and I think they have a hungrier too. I think Westbrook and KD combined is just hungrier than Bron and Kyrie or Bron and Love. But like I said, you know, if Toronto was to go, it'd be interesting to see what Bron is going to do in the offseason. Like, how are they going to handle that? That team is going to be, you know, is going to be shaped up or taken away or added to somehow because, I mean, there's no injuries. And you added on some more players. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, and y'all got taken out by Toronto. And that's not a shot. I'm not throwing a complete shot at y'all. I am shooting. But come on, at Toronto, out of all teams, you know, the East is still, like, and I'm not joking around here, the East is shit. You guys are terrible over there. The only team over there is the Cavaliers. Everybody thought the only team that could beat them was Atlanta, and they smacked the dog shit out of Atlanta. So
yeah, they did.
You know, that's it about that. I agree with Jonathan on that. And on a side note, I agree with Jonathan when he was like, you know, I don't care about him and, you know, Bron and Wade being friends. Just don't put that shit on social media. That's exactly. Stupid. And then, like, I don't get – everybody would like to play with their friends. It's hard to win championships with your friends, first of all. I know personally because I play in a lot of adult leagues, and we got some championships, but we lost a gang of them, you know what I'm saying, because of egos and, you know, one try to up the other and stuff like that. But I don't get this new era. Like, it's the same with the music, with the sports. Everybody want to play with each other. Everybody want to be friends. So that's why I respect Westbrook so much, because he doesn't even care about who the number one option is on his team. And that's just real. And before I go, Jay, yeah, I heard the rest of the show, and look, I'm ready for the Broncos and the Raiders too. Like I said, when it came to rivals, we are rivals with everybody in the division, but it's levels to this rival shit. We absolutely hate San Diego because it's, you know, it's a freeway series. You know what I'm saying? It's an 8-hour difference. But, you know, it's in state. you know, and they've been our rivalry for the longest. I hate the Patriots for obvious reasons. Kansas City, whatever, just a divisional rival. Denver, yes, because we just don't like you. We don't like the colors. We hate you, Denver. I hate you. I got respect for John Elway. I got respect for John Elway because he's a California boy. But other than that, I hate everything about Denver. I hate Mile High. I hate the word Mile, and I hate the word high. I hate y'all mascot. I think our mascot is stupid. It's just a little horsey. Okay.
Don't be hating on Thunder.
And then that's it. So, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. I don't know where Denver is going to place this year. But I will tell you this. I bet you we beat y'all both times. Boom. Mm. The nation. And I'm out.
Mm. Well, okay, first of all, that ain't going to happen. Let's just get that out the way right now. There's no way y'all beating us both times. We may split, but ain't going to be no, y'all ain't beating us twice. Y'all ain't beating us on our field. I'm going to tell you that much.
And explain this rivalry as a on the opposite end as a Broncos fan. How you feel about them Raiders?
I don't like the Raiders. I can't stand the Raiders. It's just something about them. They're just fucking irritating. Like they're just gnats. They just get on your nerves, get under your skin. They're just fucking. I just can't stand Raider fans. They don't know how to act. They don't know how to act. No class. Not like us Bronco fans over here. We know how to get it done. And as I keep asking people, when the last time your team won a championship? Ask me when the last time my team won a championship. Last season, nigga. Boom. There it is.
Hey, man. So, yeah, is it level? Like, I guess it is level because it does seem. Now, Bronco Raider hate just seems to.
They're like number one. As far as rivals, we cannot stand the fucking Raiders. Like, I mean, San Diego's probably. No, it's probably number two. It's probably New England. For pretty obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Because we just always freaking play them. And then number three is probably San Diego.
Yeah.
Because Phillip Rivers is such a fucking just thorn in the hip, man. Kansas City's whatever. They're just a division rival. There's no real hate or animosity towards Kansas City. They're just a division rival. I can't stand the Raiders, though.
There you go, man. I listened to that. I was like, oh, Baylor guy. I was like, you got me hyped for the season. And I ain't even a fan of neither one of them teams. And I'm ready to see that matchup.
Wait.
Oh, man. So, yeah, man, appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the feedback. Keep it coming, sir. Yeah, and anybody else who wants to get on the festivities, keep it on coming.
Oh, yeah. Voicemail 323-455-4219.
Let us know.
Let your frustrations and feelings be heard. All right, man. So let's get into this.
Let's get it over with.
Are you going to do these first?
Yes, please. Okay. It'll go quicker.
So, yeah, after game four, like, okay, I think maybe we got a series. They being challenged. Dude. I was like, okay, maybe they're going to go in Cleveland and do something. We going to have a series? Nope.
Drake will sprinkle some hotline bling.
Man.
Not having it. They got the shit smacked out of them when they went back to Cleveland.
Yeah, it was embarrassing as hell.
You got knocked the fuck out!
I mean, just smack it down. You're like, okay. You know what? Yeah, they handled business. They didn't show up. I mean, they didn't show up at all.
Aw. They lost by like, what, almost 40?
Yeah. Yeah.
That.
Got the game, they were like, by 40. Conference finals record, 31-point halftime deficit. You were like, oh, okay, well, they've been playing great at home.
Yeah, you assumed. Yep. You're like, well, it's been going back and forth, so that means Toronto going to get this one. Nope.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
I mean, goddamn.
Brown was like, we handling business.
That them fools won was a damn blowout. Like, really? Yeah,
LeBron was handling. They were like, "We handling business."
Yeah, I mean, look, they play like crap in Toronto. Mm-hmm. They didn't show up. Tristan Thompson getting out work. Kevin Love no show. You know, one thing I love about the playoff. I mean, I don't love it. I really don't. But what I love watching and seeing and listening to is, and we all do it. We all do it at some point. But for the big analysts and all that, how much this playoffs are like a damn pendulum.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about what both said. We got to here. We'll start with them. We got back. It was like, okay, Kevin Love, now the doubts is coming back again. What's wrong with him? He ain't playing well. He choking. I didn't hear really nothing on Kyrie Irving. It was just Kevin Love the problem, getting benched.
Yep.
LeBron James chilling. He don't
play fourth quarters.
Yep. So they go in Toronto and smack it down again. Well, yeah, Kevin Love had 20 and 12, 4 assists. But, of course, you know, game 6, the dude who's been chilling all series, you know, like I ain't struggling. They'll work it out. Close out game, 33 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. A steal, 3 blocks, and 3 threes. Like, yeah, damn. Okay.
Why is the best, man?
Yeah. I mean, it was like, it was frustrating because you're like, dude, can we have a close game in one of these? Come on,
well,
Toronto.
I mean, I picked Toronto, excuse me, I picked Cleveland in 6. Well, I was like, I'd give Toronto 2. I thought they'd win at least 2 games. But yeah, it just they didn't show up. At least on the road games, they just looked like they just didn't show up at all.
That's why it was so frustrating. Like, you're up 2 games, put some pressure on this team.
Yeah.
Game 5, Cleveland just came out hitting. It was like, well, okay. Then by halftime, you were like, all right, well. And, I mean,
on to the next.
Them 2 games, it was like, I was ready to flip. And I will watch some basketball just because I was like, I'm turning. And I'll check back in a second. Like, this is just embarrassing.
Yeah, it was a horrible way to go out for Toronto. They clearly got some work to do on this offseason. And of course, number one key is getting DeRozan back in the uniform and then adding pieces beyond that. But, you know, Cleveland did what they had to do, handled their business, won, and they will be meeting the team we'll be talking about next in the finals. So, you know, shout out to LeBron. What is it, 6 straight?
Yes, 6 straight. I mean, we got a lot of questions. I'm sure some more stuff will be brought up maybe in the show or in shows going forward just about where he stands with these 6 finals. Look, we've said the East has kind of been watered down. But, I mean, getting 6 times is impressive.
Yes, regardless of competition. Going to the championship 6 straight times is a fucking amazing feat. That's amazing.
Yeah, the fact that he ain't, like, whipped. I just didn't think it happened this year because I figured he'd be too tired. But, I mean, the dude, you know, he came out this game serious, wanting it. I mean, they're back. You saw Kevin Love. He's excited. I mean, his first taste in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking forward to it. Man, this team is ready.
Yeah, they're ready. They're healthy. You know, at this point, there's no excuses. You know, they just have to do what they have to do to handle business. In order for step up, I mean, they're pretty much their role players are just going to have to step up. I mean, we know what the big three is going to do most of the time. I know there are questions. Is Kevin Love going to, you know, be able to show up? Is he going to play the fourth quarter? Things of that nature. How is Golden State going to match up against him? You know, with Kyrie Irving, how is he going to be able to defend, you know, Steph Curry, whatever the case may be, who's guarding LeBron? You know, LeBron's going to have to, I'm sure Draymond Green's going to see a lot of LeBron and Iguodala as well. It's going to take his role players really to step up. J.R. Smith, Iman Shumpert, you know, Channing Frye, Richard Jefferson, all these guys are going to have to step up really to help this team win because the firepower that Golden State has, it's going to be very hard to stop. And if Cleveland truly believes they can match them shot for shot, they're about to lose.
Yeah.
I know Cleveland has been in kind of that zone where they just think they can just hit threes with the best of them, but they're not going to do that against Golden State. You can't.
No, they can't. I get my feelings on that in a little bit. Yeah, as far as Toronto, I mean, keeping DeRozan, who played well toward the end, getting real consistent, but, I mean, asking, you know, Lowry and DeRozan to do everything is a lot. I mean, there really is no, I don't know who the third guy is. I mean, Dwayne Casey.
It's supposed to be Valanciunas.
Yeah, you know, but he got hurt, and then kind of bringing him back in when Bismack kind of showed what he can do. I mean, DeMar Carroll, disappointing.
Yep.
Very it might be the first year, but I mean, last season, I mean, he was contributing. He was like the fifth option on the Hawks, and he was playing very well. And this series, I mean, I know he's guarding LeBron, and I know that takes a lot, but he could have added a little more. I mean, Scola,
he's gone.
Yeah, you got to find something better after four. Valanciunas,
I like. Patterson might be gone, too.
Yeah, they've got decent role players, but they definitely do have to make some small improvements. One by keeping DeRozan, who at least at this point has said, you know, he likes being in Toronto. You know, Lakers, like, you know, Baylor said, they're going to throw Max at him.
Always at everybody. Question,
yeah, the question has always been, is DeRozan a Max player? Is he a number one? I don't know.
To me, he's not.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him there.
I would say he's a complimentary player.
I think he would be in your – if he was your number two, I think you're doing something good.
Yeah. But to me, can he, like, be the number one guy to lead a team? I don't think so.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. But, you know, I mean, hey, you said we play in the East. Your team did show something. I mean, you know, they had other days where they didn't show a damn thing. Yeah. But, you know, like, all right, you've had a positive season. You know, you just take it from there. But, yeah, they do.
And they can offer you the most money.
Yep. And you have, you know, it ain't just a city. You got a whole country behind you.
Exactly. So, just saying. I know he wants to come home.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, his mom is, his mom's not doing that well or whatnot. I don't know. I mean, everybody don't want to come home.
Yeah.
It makes like everybody, you know, there's sometimes reasons why you leave. Everybody is never 100%. You know, half this city is full of transplants. And I know people who are from L.A. who left and they're like, yeah, I ain't coming back. So it all depends. But, yeah, Cleveland waiting, and they got to find out who their opponent was tonight. Ooh, this is going to hurt.
Yeah.
You know, up 3-1. They did not play well. Golden State did not play well in Oklahoma City. You know, like I said, with, you know, these – thing, you know, it was like, well, is Westbrook better than Curry? Is this team, you know, 73 wins? I don't know. Was we really getting them overhyped? You know, all this doubt now, you know how I get.
Yeah. They down. Everybody flip flops.
No, people are like, is this it? Are they buried? You know, and the thing is, when you ask that question, it basically means, can you think they win 3 straight? People are like, they done. This is that Golden State Warrior team. This ain't just anybody.
Yeah.
If you're going to win game, you're going to have to beat them.
You also had Westbrook and them laughing when asked about Steph's defense.
I mean, that was kind of a setup. That was funny. Cause it is.
It was. Because even I kind of rolled my eyes when the question was asked. I was like, are you serious? Is he
an underrated defender? You mean like individually?
I'm like, y'all making it seem like he's just. I'm like, he ain't Kawhi Leonard, nigga. He's not a top notch defender. Is he a decent defender? Yes, he's a pretty good defender.
Yeah, he's all right. But
I'm not
going to
sit here and be like he's not. He won a bet. Is he underrated? Not really. Yeah,
he's not.
He's where he needs to be.
Yeah, I mean, if you ask in this team, when you look at team, you ask somebody who's an underrated defender. I mean, you look at that team, you're like, okay, you got Klay, you got Iguodala, you got Draymond Green, you got Bogut, you got Azealia. That's like Steph Curry is not on even in the top 4 or 5 when I think of defenders.
Sean Livingston too.
Yeah. But I mean, can he stay in front of him? Can he play solid defense?
Yes.
Yes. He is not James Harden.
I was about to say, is he James Harden? No.
No.
He is not that.
Yeah, he wasn't getting blown like he's getting beat the whole game. Because people didn't make that. They were like he can't guard. Like, look, he's not. Oh, when Curry's guarding Westbrook, he going off for like 40. I'm like, no, he's just. I'm like, but y'all just didn't. But then everybody says, can't nobody guard Westbrook. So I'm like, so why are you getting on Curry then?
I was just about to say, and I'm like, let's not act like Westbrook is just an average NBA player.
No.
Jesus Christ. This is the overreactions. You got to love them.
Yep. So then, you know, game five is in Golden State. Mm-hmm. Golden State handles business. Did what they had to do. Go back to game six. A little too much playing how they used to play.
Yeah, the last like 5 minutes of game six, they choked that game away. They were up by like seven.
Yeah, it was like 5 minutes to go. And
just turnover after fucking turnover, man.
Klay Thompson, I watched some of the game again this
morning.
Klay
Thompson was ridiculous.
11 threes, he went for 41.
Yeah, record.
11-3. It wasn't like everything was just wide open either. He was just,
most of them were contested.
Yeah, he come off that curl, catch it, pull up. He even had one that was like 30 foot. Like, he checked in. You're like, this nigga right here.
And even some of the shots with Curry, I mean, they were contested, but they were just on, dude. That's why they are nicknamed the Splash Brothers for a reason.
And then today, game seven. Oklahoma City came out, you know, was moving the ball. I mean, Durant didn't take a shot for like the first 5 minutes. It felt like getting Adams a lot of look. I mean, it was working. I was like, look, I like that KD is getting folk involved, which is what he needs to do. But he can't – there's no way you're going to be like, okay, well, he's making the pass. If they lose and him doing it, you're going to be like, how come he didn't shoot more?
Yeah.
So – look, they did it. They kind of fought off a little run in the second quarter. And in the third, it was like, shut it down.
Splash Brothers just came out, nigga.
29-12 in the third. Their defense just ratcheted up offensively. I mean,
they were unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
They were both just hitting, man. I mean, Curry was going nuts. I mean, last game six, it was Klay's turn, and this game, it was Steph's turn, man. He was going crazy.
Yep. In this game, man. 40 minutes, 36 points, 13 to 24, 7 to 12 from three, 5 boards, 8 assists. I mean, even in the game before that, he didn't shoot well. He had 10 boards and 9 assists, so you're like, he's doing other things.
And, I mean, the tail end of this game, again, they cut it down to about 6, and it was just too much one-on-one, too much ISO with KD. I mean, too many rush shots. It was just sloppy play. I mean, it got to a point, I even tweeted out, I'm like, OKC's got to gather their composure. They just looked like they were trying to keep up speed-wise with Golden State, which you can't do.
No.
And they were rushing so many shots. They weren't getting in a rhythm like they were earlier in the game where the ball was moving constantly. It was more, all right, KD and we're down. Westbrook and KD, we got to save the day type thing. Instead of getting your teammates involved, getting these other guys trying to, you know, just keep the flow going, they stopped the ball movement. They isolated. Those two pretty much tried to take over the game.
Yeah, and it's hard because as superstars, this is always what you want. Because when you have a team like, you can say like the Hawks, or like a team that does not have a superstar, then it's like, oh, well, they need a guy who can just take these shots late in games, who can take over. But, you know, their shot wasn't hitting.
Yeah.
And this whatever happened after game four, they just was like, you know what? Let's get back to doing what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. I mean, there were people I kept hearing, and I personally didn't believe it, where they felt like Oklahoma City basically had the better team from top to bottom. I'm like, I ain't going that far. I personally don't think so.
I wasn't going to go there.
Yeah, they had the most. I was like, they go 6 deep very well. Or six, seven.
Thurman, I mean, they're deep, but I would, you know,
with Cantor
Golden State is a deeper team, technically.
Yeah. I mean, you got between they five, Cantor and Waiters. That is good. Mm-hmm. But you got, like, I mean, Barbosa came off the bench and gave him some minutes. Livingston, Harrison Barnes came off the bench. I mean, Iguodala played, was there just playing great defense, played 43 minutes.
Festa Ezeli.
Mm-hmm. Bogut came big up in the game. Spates. They got guys who just, they will contribute when called upon.
Yep.
And they can give you something, and they did. I mean, Varejao had a couple more. You crazy were like, what?
Yeah, I was like, come on. That's how you knew the game was over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, Varejao getting off now? Okay, this is done.
Yeah, Klay Thompson had 21 points, 6 of 11 from 3. Playing defense. Draymond Green, 5 of 14, with 11 points, 9 boards, 4 assists, 2 blocks. Man, this nigga and his kicks, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's getting a little tired.
Did you see the other one that I retweeted where this fool like did like a damn roundhouse, like kicking, like he just flailed his leg like way the hell up, like at somebody's head. I was like, dude, come on, like, please don't tell me. Well, I just do that.
Yeah, it's getting old. It's getting tired to the point now. Russell is gonna be watching that shit.
Yeah, he got away with a couple of things. I did think toward the end, I thought there were a couple whistles that didn't go.
Yep.
No, because there were a couple of moves. Durant was like, clearly like he got hit.
The play where I think he took it to the hole and then Iguodala basically fouled him.
Yep.
And then Iguodala got the ball, made the layup, and thought he got fouled on the other end. So whistles were being held, man, by the refs the last, I don't know. There were some that were just kind of like, that's not a call. Okay.
Yeah, that was very strange.
But for Golden State, man, shout out to them. They didn't go out like no punks. They're defending champions. They broke the record for the regular season. I mean, they battled back like a champion is supposed to do. Mm-hmm. I tip my hat to them.
Yeah, they felt it, man.
Yeah, it was a hell of a battle.
Yeah, you knew if you was going to beat them, like you had to beat them. They were not going to just give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They earned it. They truly did earn it. And I respect that.
I do, too. I mean, as for OKC, Spirit, man.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
Hopefully he ain't break his TV.
I hope not, dude. I hope your daughter was at least in the bedroom or something. Tell her to put her Beats headphones on before you started cursing up the storm, bro.
Yeah, like you go in the bed. Like I need to go to the car room. For a minute. I need to go for a car for a minute.
I need to go for. I'll be right back.
Right,
motherfucker.
Hold on, I gotta run to the bathroom real quick. Daddy, what you doing in there? Nothing.
Damn it!
Dear, you need to call tomorrow and be like, I ain't coming into work.
You're right. I'm
not
sick.
Happening. I'm sick today. I know you feel sick, bruh. Damn.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's this one gonna sting. This one is going to sting big time because it was there. You had it. You had it.
Yeah, you did.
You had it. All you had to do was win one fucking game. And you couldn't do it. It's unfortunate. And I've told people, I think because of the way they lost. I know I've been saying, I think KD is going to resign. I truly could see him leaving now.
Mm.
With the way they lost, just because the way they lost. It's not just based off the fact that they lost, but the way they lost, the way they pretty much choked that series away. That's tough, man. That's tough to swallow.
I mean,
I know you want to come back and probably redeem yourself. I just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, at this moment, I mean, he's got time to think about it. Because, I mean, of course, we know.
I mean, he's not going to react.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's going to ask. I mean, that's just what, if nobody had asked the question in the post game, somebody's boss is going to be like, why the fuck did you ask the question? Mm-hmm. I mean, no one is going to, he's going to be like, bro, I just played like a half hour ago. I'm not even thinking about it. I mean, he's got to be, in a sense, his team competed. Billy Donovan did a good job.
First year's coach.
Yeah, and Billy Donovan in a couple press conferences. He didn't come out and say it directly, but he hinted at it where he was like, you know, saying things like, you know, I thought, you know, picking up some of these good habits that they would stick, and basically hinting that things were going well and they reverted back to how they played under Scott Brooks, which was just, I'm a stud. Let me do it. You know, I compliment dudes for like, look, I get want to put it on your back because people, you are the target. If you lose, it's your fault. So you're like, well, let me do what needs to be done. You know, shots ain't fall. That's just it. I mean, if the shots were fall, if they were making them shots, ain't nobody saying shit.
Yeah, this would but there was State. Part of also a bit of finger point going on with OKC.
Yeah, so I didn't see it at first. I didn't see it until, like, I guess, you know, after the game and they showed it. I didn't see them arguing in real time.
It was just one of those things where just frustrations were kicking in. Mm-hmm. Their composure was lost, and they lost the game.
Yeah, I mean, they were pushing it, you know, but that foul with Ibaka, I'm like, shit, all right, that's it.
But I could see him also doing what you kind of been mentioning, was just, I guess, a year with an option.
Yeah, I mean, everybody.
And I'll just be a free agent when Westbrook's a free agent.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's the whole I can, you know, sign up the season after for even more money. I think he likes being in OKC. I think he likes the city. You're not going to find anything else like this.
Well, let's be real. You're season. Not going to find anything better.
No. I mean, you're not going to find a team with this kind of talent that's just like, all we need is you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for what it's worth, Billy Diamond did do a good job.
Yes, he did.
And you really can't say, oh, well, you know, the reason we lost is because of these dudes. Because if you're going to do that, then you need to say that looking in the mirror. Because
mm-hmm.
you was taking the shots. You are the, you know, face of the team. You know, it comes down to y'all, and y'all just wasn't hitting.
Yeah.
Came back to bite that ass.
Man, did it.
Yeah, it's funny. When they went up 3-1, it was like, they real close. But it was like, man, if they blow this.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be epic proportion.
Yeah. Because teams have been choking. And once again, I'm like, really? As a Spurs fan. So this is 2 years straight. We lose to a team who's up 3-1 and chokes. How wonderful. In the next round, too.
Like, man.
Damn it.
I know your Spurs wanted a piece, but.
Yeah. So I was pulling for OKC. Like, all right, maybe they do it. And they was there.
Yeah, I picked Golden State to win in six, but I low-key was rooting for OKC.
Yeah, I was hoping, you know, maybe they'll close them, but I wasn't mad at the game seven. Like, I ain't got nothing, no dog in this fight. And it, game seven was popping, too.
Spirit, y'all owe me 4 points for the game. Because I got the Toronto-Cleveland series right. I picked Cleveland in six, and then I got Golden State right. Booyah. You owe me 4 points. I'm on the map, son.
Oh, man. So let's get into this. Sorry, Spirit, man.
Son of a bitch!
Oh, he is mad.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I know he's hot. Ooh, you know how, remember how them Yankee fans were when Boston came back? Being down for 3-1? Woo, I know how Cass is feeling.
They were like, don't talk to me.
Yep. Don't say nothing. Don't
say shit about
him. Oh, man.
Yeah,
but this is it.
This is it. We got a rematch.
Match of last year. I mean, who you got?
In this series,
we know you got. Well, what do you got them in?
Yeah, I know the East was. I mean, the West was gone. Whoever won this, I was pulling for. I think they're gonna win it. I think I got them in six. I like that. I like that. You know, now going into this, you know, in the rematch, at least Golden State side, now you got in more of a weight Klay Thompson.
Yep.
Klay Thompson was kind of like more of a complimentary piece as Bailey.
I ain't gonna lie, tonight I was wondering because he started off very slow.
Mm-hmm. But he was getting a lot of looks. And I was like, okay. You know, but, you know, at some point, they showed that shot where Russ rushed the shot, just took a three, came back. Klay took it, hit it, and was like, uh-oh. Then he hit nothing again. Another one, you're like, oh, shit, he's waking up now. And, yeah, I like that. I think, I just think they deep. I think they even hungrier. I know they don't like Cleveland. And I think they ready to repeat again. I think everybody talking shit. I think they are going, you know, at this point, you don't need no more motivation. You in the finals to win it. But I do know that all that, well, they didn't play nobody. Well, you know, Cleveland wasn't at full strength. Because everybody's made that argument.
Well, everybody, you know,
had Cleveland been at full strength, it might have been different. Like, okay.
Everybody was talking about the fact that all the point guards they played last year were getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go on a limb here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking Golden State in five.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I think Golden State is... See, this is the thing with the East. As shitty as the East is, this is what I don't like. Cleveland hasn't really been tested. To an extent. I mean, Toronto pushed them a little bit, but they really truly haven't been tested and battle tested. Golden State's been battle tested, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they went through the series with Houston where Steph went down. You know, you figured they'd win that series, but you know, you were like, well, Steph's down. How is that going to work out? He ends up coming back. They have another great series. They end up playing well against OKC. I mean, Steph ends up waking up 5, 6, and 7. They end up kicking their ass, coming back from down 3-1. I mean, they had a great series against Portland as well, another tough team. They've played against tough teams mm-hmm. and have had to work and earn and scratch and claw their way to the finals. I mean, LeBron and them have had it pretty easy. Now, to LeBron and them's credit, part of that is due to the fact that they have a really good team. I'm not going to sit here and act like Cleveland ain't good. They are a very good team.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think Golden State wants it. Similar to what you said, they've heard all the BS and all the, you know, all the people wanting to give them asterisks for last year's championship. You know, they've won 73 games. They know they need to win this chip to solidify that season record. I mean, they know. And I thought all the pressure tonight was on Golden State. I'm like, they'd have to win this game. And they lived up to it. I think they're going to do the same thing with Cleveland. I think they're ready to kick their ass again.
Mm.
I think they wanted Cleveland because of that fact that everybody was like, well, if Cleveland was healthy, if they were at full strength, Golden State's like, nigga, y'all at full strength now. No excuses. We are going to kick your ass fair and square. And I think I'm telling you, you're going because with their small ball lineup, I mean, somebody's going to get shut out, whether it's Kevin Love, whether it's Kyrie Irving. I mean, LeBron's going to get his, but somebody of that big three, they're going to struggle. And to me, I think they're going to struggle on a regular basis. I just think the defense is going to lock down. I don't know if that's Kevin Love or if Kyrie Irving, but it's one of those two, I believe, is not going to have a great series. And I just think Golden State is just going to kick their ass.
Yeah, I can see that because, I mean, Thompson's going to be on Kyrie Irving.
I'm saying he's got the length.
J.R. Smith really attacking Steph Curry like that. I know Iguodala will probably play major minutes again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Cleveland taking advantage of the big lineup like Oklahoma City did.
Well, they can
in spurts, but I just don't think they will.
Mm-hmm.
They do have Channing Frye, so that'll help, you know, if Love doesn't play well. But I know they're going to attack. I can see Draymond Green totally going at Kevin Love mm-hmm. on offense. I mean, most Spates, you know, you got Livingston as well who can guard Kyrie Irving. Yeah, I mean, LeBron is going to do him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. LeBron getting his.
But
I know he's getting hit.
Yeah, it's just, can these guys step up? And I don't know.
I have doubts.
I don't know. And yeah, if you're going to, because I just think Golden State's better offensively and defensively. If you try to get into this 3-point match with Golden State, you losing.
Which I think is what Cleveland's going to try to do because they've been so hot from three this whole playoff. And I think they're going to try to match them. And I think game one, you'll see, and I think they're going to have to try to do something. I mean, the big key is going to be Tyronn Lue for Cleveland. How is he going to make the adjustments? I mean, this is new for him. I mean, not as a coach. I mean, not as a player, but as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being the head coach of an NBA Finals team. I mean, shit, David Black got him there last year.
Yeah.
I mean, can you close the deal? So we will see with Tyronn Lue. Can he make the necessary adjustments? You know, Billy Donovan did a great job making adjustments against Golden State. Tyronn Lue is going to have to do the same thing. So we're going to see.
So we got Warriors winning it over here. Back-to-back champions.
Got them in 5 games, baby.
That's going to be rough for LeBron. Done. But, yeah. I mean, this is LeBron's team. This has been one of his best teams he's been to the finals with. I like him.
I like his chances.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is probably the best chance he's got to win a chip in Cleveland. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just going to take a lot. And I don't know if that's going to happen. But finals is here. Can't wait.
And the sad part after this, no more basketball.
Nope, it's just all off-season stuff. Yeah, not fun. All right, y'all. Man. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, talk some more basketball. Discuss these all NBA and defensive teams. Got some coaching hires. Talk some football. And you know how we do get into these awards.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. You are tuned in to the Black Is Network. Culture, sports, music, and a whole lot more. Check us out on blackisonline.com. Y'all, we're back. Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So let us know your thoughts on these finals, man. Y'all, who y'all think got it? Is Golden State repeating? Is LeBron James ready to win ring number 3? Fight off these demons, get some payback. Is this going to cause Kevin Durant to leave? Is this going to cause DeMar DeRozan to leave? What y'all think? Let's talk some basketball, y'all. Via email, brotherslehman@gmail.com, voicemail 323-455-4219, Twitter @brotherslehman, or on the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, for sure. Let us know. You team E40/MacDre, or are you rolling with Kid Cudi or Bone Thug? Let us know.
What's up? So, yeah, you know, since we always get into the end, you know, they start announcing all the great teams and players. So they got through the 2015-16 All NBA First Team. We got at guards. We got Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry. No argument there.
No, done. Just move on.
Forward, you
well deserved.
Yep. Forward, you got LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard.
No argument here.
Nope. And then center, which unlike the All Star game, they do pick center. DeAndre Jordan.
That's like, so stupid to me. Mm. I mean, deserve not. I mean not. DeAndre getting the nod. I mean, you know, he had a great season. He deserved. I mean, personally, I would have put some, you know, I might have put DeMarcus Cousins, you know, just because, I mean, I'm just a DeMarcus Cousins fan, but I hate that you have on the all-NBA team, there's a center, but for the All-Star game, you don't even want. That's so stupid to me.
Yeah, because it's all.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's an exhibition. Yeah, on the second team, DeMarcus Cousins did make center in that position. Nice. For forwards, you got Kevin Durant and Draymond Green. And for guards, you had Chris Paul and Damian Lillard. And then NBA third team, forwards, you had Paul George and LaMarcus Aldridge. Your guards, Kyle Lowry and Klay Thompson. And your center, Andre Drummond.
Nice.
So,
You know, I'm going to throw this out there. Jimmy Butler ain't getting no love. It's okay. I'm just saying. It's all right. It's all right.
Let's see. Jimmy Butler, how many votes did he get for?
I know he was injured, too, some of the season, so.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler got.
That probably screwed it up.
How many votes did he get? 12 first place, like 12 first place votes. I guess those are total points. No first place, no first team vote. I probably would have picked DeMarcus Cousins as the center and first team. And although, DeAndre Jordan had a great season.
And the Clippers had the better record, so I get it.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you know, normally even a year or so ago, you're like, Kevin Durant ain't make first team? Blasphemous.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Kawhi Leonard had a great season.
Yeah, he deserved it.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard the argument on how Klay Thompson being arguably the best shooting guard only made 13. You know, D. Lillard was hooping.
Yes, he was.
For sure. And the funny thing is when you see the people who did not make the team.
Wasn't James Harden the best shooting guard last year?
That's what I'm saying. He was number two in MVP vote. I believe he was the starting other guard on the first team All-NBA. This year, he didn't make no teams.
That's what I'm saying.
Despite putting up numbers.
We knew he wasn't making the all-defensive team.
Well, we knew that. I'm not going to front. I mean, I know basically you're picking six guards.
It's hard.
It's very interesting that, with the numbers he put up, he didn't make it. Anthony Davis, I know his was injured and they struggled. I got something about that in my awards. You know, Carson Towns got some votes. Isaiah Thomas, but overall, I mean,
they got it right.
Yeah, I think you got the three centers right. I think Drummond just definitely All-NBA third team was good. And I also noticed when I did this, so since we was talking about the East and how lacking the East is, so out of 15 players.
They had what, one or two?
They had two. LeBron James.
Three. No, they had three.
You have Paul George.
Oh, four then.
Andre Drummond, Kyle Lowry. That's four. It. That's all. Out of 15 dudes, only four of them.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I mean, damn. This is why I keep sounding like they just they don't get lucky in draft position because a lot of these dudes, I mean, shit. We can go, I was going through them now. I mean, LeBron James was drafted and didn't leave. Kawhi Leonard drafted. DeAndre drafted. Curry Westbrook, where they were drafted. KD, Draymond. DeMarcus Cousins, drafted. Chris Paul, drafted in the West. Lillard, the same. Paul George, draft. Yep. Andre Drummond.
The only one is Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, and he left to go East.
Yep.
Smart for him. Yeah. Everybody else pretty much on the same team. Most of the players are on the team that drafted them. You got to get lucky.
West knows what.
Yeah, you got to get lucky. Maybe you got to get a high enough pick. And when you get a pick, you got to pick right.
Yep.
Let me go to the all defensive teams. Pull that up. I know my boy had unanimous votes.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think he had, yeah, I think all.
Well, shit, he should, I mean, for a defensive team, yeah. Who, I mean, of course, who ain't putting Kawhi Leonard on the all-defensive first team? I mean, seriously. The man's known for freaking defense. Who ain't putting him on the all, on the first team? I'm sure DeAndre Jordan made it, too.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Let's see.
Those are two where you're like, duh.
All-defensive first team. Yeah, Kawhi Leonard, Draymond Green, Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan, Avery Bradley.
Thank you. I'm duh. I could the DeAndre Jordan one and Kawhi, that was a no-brainer. Should have mentioned the Draymond too. That wasn't a no-brainer. Yeah,
Draymond was going to make it for sure. Chris Paul's always been an above-average defender.
And, Avery Bradley was interesting, but he's always been pretty much known for his defense.
Yeah, he's been solid. And the second team, you had Tony Allen and Jimmy Butler.
Oh, what? Go ahead, Jimmy.
Paul George and Paul Millsap stepping his defensive game up this season. And Hassan Whiteside, who's going to garner some big money.
Yep, who's going to get the Tristan Thompson. I'm getting way more than I'm worth.
You know he
gets. Thank you, Dan Gilbert.
Yeah, but he getting max dollars.
Yep, so is Biombo, so is
I saw that. Like Biombo getting Biombo gonna be making 15 a year. Like 15? Like is that what role players getting now? 15?
I got something about that in my awards.
All right. Can't wait to hear that. Other news going down. Rockets agreed to a 4-year deal with head coach Mike D'Antoni to be their new head coach. I mean, hey,
so dumb. You know what? He and James Harden will be a match made in heaven.
Yeah, James Harden should probably play even better under this team.
Yeah, he gonna put up all the numbers. He ain't playing no defense. Works perfectly.
This move to me clearly puts the nail in the coffin of Dwight Howard coming back.
Yeah, he's gone
because he's like for what? Read
the article. I don't know if you saw the article with Dwight where he basically said, I guess he had asked Daryl Morey, like, he told Daryl Morey, like, he want more touches, and Daryl Morey was like, nah, we're good. And he was probably, at that point, he was kind of like, oh, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
So I guess Dwight's done.
I mean, look, with the numbers James Harden put up, I mean, James Harden is a great player, so you can't just be like, all right, well, we just can't cheer up him. Like, he is your dude. And you build around him. Hopefully, they can make the right moves to do that.
Hard to build around somebody like that, though.
Yeah, he has to commit. I'm not expecting him to. That's the thing. I was like, he was OKC. They were like, he was one of their better defenders at the guard position. I don't know what the hell happened.
Defense is effort.
Yeah. And
plus, he didn't have as many offensive responsibilities.
No.
So he could focus more on offense.
No, you can't be like, well, I'm doing offense. Like, bro, you got to do it all. If you want to win a championship, you can't just be like, well, this is my job.
Exactly.
I'll handle the rest. Because I'm like, so, yeah, you putting Dwight Howard at a disadvantage.
So on a defensive end, we playing 4-on-5.
Right. So you're going to let your man beat you every time. And then I got to make up for it. And then I get in foul trouble. And it look like I can't play. I can't defend.
And then you want to point at me.
Nigga, please. Yeah. Well, I'm doing my part, nigga. No, you ain't. Yeah, we'll see who they. We'll see how this is going to affect things.
Mike D'Antoni better get a damn good defensive coach on his staff. That's all I can say.
Yeah, he got to get a defensive coordinator that can do it. I mean, that's not your strength. That's fine. Just get somebody who you work well with that can do that.
Exactly.
And also the Grizz agreed with the Heat assistant coach, David Fizdale, on a 4-year deal to become their head coach. Congrats to him.
I know nothing about this guy.
Yeah, I've seen him on the bench. I don't know much about what he's done. I think he's been the head coach for their – he's been assistant coach, I think, for some years. He's been the associate head coach for them the last 2 years.
So he's pretty much been there with Spoelstra.
Yeah.
Storm, I need intel. I have no idea who this guy is.
Yeah, give us the background on him.
help a brother out.
Yeah, but he sounded like he was a high, you know, high ranked assistant coach. So yeah, I wish him well, man.
Yeah, wish him the best of luck.
He's got some talent. Hopefully, he can help Mike Conley decide to stay. We'll see. And some interesting news, because we know the draft is coming up. The Sixers are open to trading Okafor and Noel before the draft. I'm like, Well, we knew one of them was getting traded.
Duh. I mean, those are the two that are giving you the most value.
Yeah, it's just weird. Like, if you are drafting Simmons, I would like Noel next to him. I don't know if I want to trade, but unless you're giving me... You're going to give a nice – one of them getting traded for sure.
Yeah, unless there's something that we don't know about Embiid.
Yeah, unless Embiid just looking fucking all just great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, if you're keeping Embiid, probably trade Okafor.
Yeah, well, Embiid has no trade value whatsoever.
No, not at all. That's what I'm saying. But if you're keeping – you're going to, you know, build around an Embiid, then you're probably trading Okafor, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think Okafor lands somewhere solid.
You know, Lakers, rookie. I'm looking at you.
Yeah, and you can end up getting that pick. And we don't want that. But they're going to have to trade something for it, and they don't have it. They're not trying to trade with Philly. But somebody who needs a little shot of youth.
Hey, maybe y'all can swap picks. I'm just saying.
Hey, maybe you could.
I'm just throwing this out there. Mm-hmm. Throwing it out.
All right. I saw in the NFL, the Ravens forfeit 1 week of the OTAs. Harbaugh and the team were fined for violating the offseason rules at the rookie minicamp. That's near wearing pads when they weren't supposed to. And, I mean, they figured it out real quick, but there's a penalty.
Yeah, I mentioned it in my what the fucks from the last episode. I mean, look, they should have known better. I guess they claimed that it was like a 5-minute thing. But, you know, we said the NFL was either going to, you know, they could have fined them or docked a draft pick. We said they shouldn't dock a draft pick. You know, just fine them or whatever the case may be and just move on from it.
Mm-hmm. College football, let me give some... Baylor, some love on this.
Show me the money.
Damn, so UCLA signs the biggest apparel deal, a 15-year, $280 million apparel deal with Under Armour. Get your money, UCLA. Damn.
Jesus Christ. Well... I guess they're going to have a state-of-the-art athletic department, because damn.
Yeah, I was like, what?
They athletic, they training room's going to be the bomb. Shoot. That camp is going to be improved. Watch.
Yeah, they already got the, with the new stadium, the new Paul Pavilion, but wow, I was like, what? Damn. Hey, I think they were under Adidas before. I mean, and I'm trying to, let me see if I can put, largest shoe and apparel sponsorship in college sports history. Previous was Nike with Ohio State, 252 over 15 years. Nike also had University of Texas, University of Michigan. Under Armour has Notre Dame, so it's just a damn bidding war. So yeah, Under Armour, they, you know, we already seen the money they trying to throw at Kevin Durant.
Yep.
I think they got that big money with Steph Curry. I mean, they doing a damn thing.
Yeah, they coming up big time.
Let's see. It says agreement will pay UCLA $15 million in cash up front. School subsidiary will receive approximately $11 million annually in rights and marketing fees. Supplying an average of $7.4 million in clothing, shoes, and equipment each school year, contributes an additional $2 million over the next 8 years for upgrades at facilities. Damn,
they finna hook that place up.
Yeah, Nike was ruling stuff, but Under Armour is on the move.
Yeah,
and guess how much money the players getting? Nothing.
I'm about to say, how about zero, Alex?
Hey, you getting some free Under Armour shoes, though?
Yeah, get that shit out of here. That's going to feed my parents.
We got you some gear, though. Now you got to work on getting some food money.
Exactly.
But if you want to walk around in some sports apparel, we got you.
That's funny.
And some other college football news. Baylor fires head coach Art Briles amid their sexual allegations against the school. You know, they're doing their job. I guess the biggest thing is that I've heard is should the NCAA come down on them for this?
And for what? I've
heard both sides.
For what? For the sexual.
Yeah, all these allegations. Yeah. I guess once it comes out.
Well, they basically ain't doing anything.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't know how much Art Briles. I mean, a lot of this is still. Things are getting found out. You know, it's still do we know if Art Briles was just like not paying attention? Or did he know and just kind of downplayed it?
Well, number one, you brought them kids there. You recruited them there.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that they had issues at their previous schools. So they are all of them pretty much have strikes against them already.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then when they do something, I mean, to me, I find it very hard to believe he knew nothing.
Yeah.
I find that very hard to believe, especially with the amount of allegations that apparently were being given at that school. And then there's a story that I guess a girl was retaliated against or intimidated or whatever the case may be for telling. I mean, it just seems like there was really no control, and not just with the athletics department, but just with the fucking school in general. I'm like, how many goddamn sexual allegations or do y'all have? I'm like, I would never send my daughter to Baylor.
None. No way it's coming off. Hell no.
Yeah, hell out of here with that. And they've had several recruits who have decommitted from that school. I mean, that school, they need a whole makeover, man, from the president to the athletic department down, man. I don't know what the hell's going on at that school. But yeah. It's dangerous.
Yeah, it's hard with the NCAA because, I mean, look, they did something with Penn State, but you're kind of like, well, this needs to go down on the school. I don't, you know, if you want to punish in the football team.
I mean, okay, even though several players like have been accused.
Right, but this is a school issue.
And charged.
Yeah, and I mean, you've seen how the NCAA does shit. I don't trust them worth a damn anyway to get it right.
I'm just saying, when you got like two dudes being charged and another one accused. And
yeah, something needs to go down.
We about to find out if you're about to be charged. I mean, there's something's going on.
Yeah, you know, and people had that feeling where it's like, well, the football team was involved, so punish the football team. I just wish they could be like, you know what? Can we just fine the school itself about $20 million or something? I mean, you know, granted it's, you know, the students are the ones who are going to take the hit. But fuck, you need to do something. Because I'm really like, hey, right, you don't want to take away scholarships? Fine, just don't let them go to a bowl game. Take that bowl money away. If you really want to take some money away. You know, because it is like, well, you punish a team, like, hey, your school's in trouble, so you getting punished too.
Exactly.
You know what? You don't want it to happen, then you better stop that shit.
And I mean, just like with anybody, and I use the same interpretation with Jeannie Buss. You know, you're the boss. Shit hits the fan, you have to own it.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to own it, unfortunately. I mean, it ain't necessarily fair. He might not, you know, maybe he didn't know, but I find it very hard to believe he knew nothing.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see what his punishment ultimately is because, you know, right now, if they play that, we don't really have enough evidence on him to prove he knew, you know, his chances of getting hired somewhere else or in the NFL. Still are pretty good. You know, if he gets that show clause where they like, nigga, you was putting, you know, you hiding things. Yeah, that might be. That's it. Yep. Get that 7-year or 10-year ban from coaching period. Yeah, that's it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you can take down that trophy to RG3. I still don't get that shit.
Exactly. Get that out of here. But I mean, Baylor for a long time was doo-doo.
Yeah.
He turned that tool around.
But I ain't, assaulting women and all that. That ain't worth that damn price.
Hail to the gnaw.
I don't know how much the state love them some football.
But you got to protect these kids.
Yeah, and in them small towns and whatnot,
Parents should not have to worry about their daughters getting raped while they out in college.
And the shit go down, punish the fools appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, come on. All right, man. We had to do these 5 minutes with Grandpa.
Which you got
to speak on now.
All right. So we got a little topic here. It's a little interesting. Christian McCaffrey, running back at Stanford, he made some comments about the white running back that I found to be very ironic and interesting.
Okay.
So he said, and I quote, he said, "When you read about white athletes these days and white skill possession receivers specifically, one word you'll always find is tough. You'll rarely see explosive, athletic stuff like that. You get a little bit upset. I ran the same 40 as this guy, and you're calling him?" I mean, so, end quote. So, in a sense, he's basically, saying that, white running backs aren't getting the necessary love that they should be getting, even though they are, if you want to say, just as skilled as some of these African-American running backs. I get what he's saying. I truly do, and I have a soft spot for this kid because his dad did play for the Broncos for a long time, was part of one of the best wide receiver duos ever, baby. Boom. But I found it very ironic because with the white running back, to me it's very similar to the stigma of the black quarterback. Because as he says that, you never really hear the words explosive and athletic and things like that with white running backs. My rebuttal to him would be, well, you rarely hear the term high IQ with black quarterbacks. You don't really hear what's the first thing you always hear when you talk about a black quarterback? First thing most people say is, oh, he's mobile. That's basically the first thing they always say. He can run. He's got a great arm, blah, blah, blah. Rarely do you hear them say, oh, he started off with, oh, he's got a great and a high football IQ. You rarely hear that with a black quarterback, but you always hear that shit with a white quarterback. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's got it up here. His IQ is off the charts and blah, blah, blah.
He's got great leadership qualities.
All that.
All the intangibles.
You don't hear all that with the black quarterback. So that's where the ironic part came in. I was like, I get it. And the other thing I would say to Mr. Christian McCaffrey is, unfortunately, dude, welcome to the real world, bro. This is just the world we live in. I mean, what's the precedent for the white quarterback? I mean, for the white running back? There isn't one. Or any decent, really good ones, if you really think about it. And I mean, you have to look at the black quarterbacks. It took forever for black quarterbacks to really, really get into and get their real shot like they are now. I mean, now they're getting picked all the time. But before, it wasn't like that. It's very far and few in between where you just get black quarterbacks who would get picked and even really given significant opportunities. Now, historically, things have shifted, and you see the African-American quarterbacks are doing much better and progressing. And, we're seeing now, Cam Newton, Jameis Winston, Teddy Bridgewater. I can just keep going as far as the black quarterbacks. But with white running backs, historically, there haven't really been any great ones. And I looked this up. I mean, I looked up a list of the top 15 white running backs of NFL history, and probably 75% of that list is from the 60s or before.
Mm.
So, I mean, if you look at like the present day, there aren't any. So I thought of who are probably the five greatest white running backs I can think of. That I know of, that I at least have some recollection of, because most of the dudes on the list, I'm like, I didn't know who half of those dudes were, because it was back in the 50s and 60s where honestly black Black folks weren't allowed to play yet. So going in order from I'll start from this year and work my way back. So in present day, the best white running back out there right now is probably Danny Woodhead.
Yeah. That's the obvious name.
That's the obvious name. And honestly, that's probably who Christian McCaffrey is going to get compared to a lot. Is it fair? Is it fair? No, it's not. It's not fair. But it's the truth.
Right. That's what folk do.
Before Danny Woodhead, it was Toby Gerhart.
Yeah.
Coming out of Stanford. And he never lived up to expectations.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't that good. I mean, probably the best white running back in my lifetime that I've seen so far, Mike Allstott.
Mm.
And he wasn't even a running back. He was a fullback.
I remember Mike Allstott.
Well, Mike Allstott was that dude.
Yeah.
If you needed a touchdown at the goal line, he giving you one.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the other ones, I had to go back. Larry Zonka.
Yeah, we know Larry Zonka. So I was thinking.
With the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
And then probably the best white running back ever. Shout out to the Redskins, John Riggins.
Okay.
I mean, those are basically the five decent. I mean, besides, you know, I mean, Mike Allstott, Larry Zonka, John Riggins, those are like Hall of Famers. Besides that, there aren't really any in present day.
Yeah, and a lot of them are fullback. You're talking about, what's his name, Kuhn from
John Kuhn from Green Bay. He's a fullback. I mean, there just aren't a lot of them. And I feel for Christian McCaffrey because his stock's probably not going to be as high as it could have been. Because let's be honest. If, you know, he broke the record last year, broke Barry Sanders' record with almost 4,000 total yards from scrimmage. If Christian McCaffrey was Brandon Johnson and he was a black kid, honestly, he'd probably be looked at as a top five pick easily.
Probably would have won the Heisman.
Yep, but because Christian McCaffrey is white, he's honestly, a lot of people probably aren't even looking at him as a first round pick, which isn't fair because this kid's 6 feet, 200 pounds, can clearly run. He probably runs about a 4.44, can catch out the backfield, can return kicks and punts. And again, if he was black, he'd probably be a number one pick. Cats would be talking about him as like the number one pick coming out right now. He'd probably be mentioned in the same breath as Leonard Fournette. But because he's white, he doesn't get that same luxury. And it's unfortunate. And I hope for his sake, again, because I got a soft spot for this kid, I hope he does break the mold. And I hope he is able to come in and break that tradition of that white running back where, you know, it's similar to the NBA, where it's like you see a white guy, what can he do? Oh, he can shoot. I mean, it's the same thing. And again, I hope this kid can come in, break that stigma, and show that, you know, white running backs can be just as good as black running backs, because I know they can be. You just got to give them the chance. That's all. And that's my 5 minutes.
All right, man. Yeah, I hope he comes in and does well, man.
Yeah.
Because if you can play, that should be all that matters.
That's what I'm saying. If you can ball, and the kid showed at Stanford, he can ball. He can ball. And his daddy was a beast.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I wish him luck, you know. All way to do is come in and prove doubters wrong.
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's jump into this Noice Award.
Noice.
All right, I have two. First one is going out to Clayton Kershaw, who hit the 100 strikeouts mark with only 5 walks. The previous best was Cliff Lee in 2010. Who hit 100K and had 7 walks. This Clay Kershaw just killing, man.
Well, I think when it's all said and done, I mean, regardless of how many World Series rings he gets, he's going down as the greatest Dodger pitcher of all time.
I mean, he's really trying to push. If he can get a World Series, I mean, he's going to be in that. His name is going to be ringing with Koufax.
Yeah, I'm about to say, to me, all he needed is one. If he can just get one, he has solidified his status.
Yeah, I'm saying like 100.
One of the best pitchers of all time.
Because I saw the stat and I'm like, wait a minute. It's like, okay, he hit 100. Which I'm like, damn, 100 strike. The season just started. It's like 100 strike. You've only walked 5 dudes.
Yep.
With 100. God damn.
So for you, for every walk somebody walk, for every 20 strikeouts.
That's nuts.
He's a beast, dude. He's one of a kind.
Strike out. I'm saying not strike out.
That's why I'm
every
like
time you, every time you put a guy on base, you getting 20 out. Swinging.
Could you imagine him and Mike Trout on the same team?
Oh my God.
That would eat up all your payroll.
It would.
Just those two alone.
But shit.
Would take up all your fucking payroll.
But I mean, shit, for the Dodgers, you had a bat like that, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and a pitcher like that, World Series.
Yeah, I hope the Dodgers can get it together, man. You do not waste this dude's peak years. You know, kicking yourself in the ass. You know, you had all right, new management. You had your honeymoon period. Where are they at? Go deep. And for Kershaw, I need him to win so that way it can be on. Don't let it be on your team, not you. Get some of them playoff wins, you know, and then if they choke it off, then so be it. At least you'd be like, nigga, I did 8 innings.
I did my job.
I only gave up 2 hits in a run. Y'all just didn't give me no damn run support.
Yep.
And giving a shout out to Michael Wilbon. He wrote this article on the Undefeated, which I've read a couple, man. Pretty cool site from ESPN, you know, that deals with race culture in the sports. And he had an article on blacks and analytics and how it just seemed like in that now things are starting, everything is becoming analytics. Especially in basketball, in football now, and kind of saying, like, you know, as black folk, we don't really use analytics in our general conversations. And
I'm all about eye tests.
Yeah, we are about eye tests. We're about emotion. Mm-hmm. New guys he interviewed is like, yeah, we use them as, I think LeSean Livingston was like, well, I use it as a scouting thing.
Yeah.
You know, to track tendencies and all, but he was like, you know, stats don't tell you everything.
It doesn't.
And yeah, and he
can't mess with your heart or how much you want it.
Right.
Drive.
And he's not talking about, you know, just regular stats.
Mm-hmm.
Like batting average, you know, home runs, scoring averages, per. All he's talking about these, you know, real deep ones. And they work in baseball. Yeah. I mean, baseball guy, I'm like, baseball be pulling the stats out the ass.
It's probably the biggest one with basketball now is just like, as a part, you take the three instead of shooting a deep two.
Yeah, and they were talking about like, you know, winning over 100 possessions and per 48. You know, you're like, who? Like, we ain't using that. And he's just saying like, because we don't use it, it's almost used as a way to keep us out. Thinking like, they don't use them. You're like, you know, it was an interesting read. So I'd recommend folks to go out and check that article out. It wasn't, I heard him speak on it on Dan Lebatard at first, and I was like, I'm going to have to go check that out.
I mean, I think just with anything, I think analytics has its place.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it needs to be the end-all, be-all, you know, determination of something. I mean, to me, your analytics should not determine if that's going to be the player you take.
No.
I mean, I want to see the tape. I want to see what's going on. I want to see everything. It shouldn't just be based off analytics. It has a place. No doubt it has a place because you want to gather as much information as possible. But I'm not. That's just not the end all be all because, again, analytics cannot tell you a person's determination, a person's passion, a person's drive, a person's want. I mean, there are just certain things analytics can't do. So to just limit it to analytics, very stupid. And I low-key agree with Michael Wilbon. I think it is kind of a way to try to find a loophole, so to speak, to try to keep us out. But as usual, we're going to find our way in and do it better. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, black folk, I mean, if you don't think black folk know their statistics and analytics and know they map, there's some – see, I've met some folk who are serious – you know, math guys, and I mean, Jesus.
I love my math boy. Mm. Don't get me started. Don't get me doing analytics now.
Yeah, we got family who are like heavy in math stuff, like heavy.
Mm-hmm. Don't get you started.
Yeah, man. So, so those are my noise awards.
Yeah, for sure. I just got one very simple. I want to give a shout out to Golden State and OKC for giving us a fantastic series. 7 games going down to the wire. I mean, you know, the Cleveland series, it was blowout after blowout. Every time Cleveland played at home, it was just blowouts. I mean, granted, OKC and Golden State, there were a couple, but for the most part, those games were intense. They came down to the end, you know, a lot of passion, physical, you know, I mean, it was just, it's what you wanted to see in a basketball game. And I was very happy and proud to see Golden State didn't go out like no punks. You know, they were down 3-1, easily could have just folded and went out, let OKC win. But they battled back, came back, and pulled off the unthinkable. Won three straight, got that. They on their way to the championship. So, you know, unfortunately, it was at OKC's expense. But nonetheless, it was a great series. Both teams just played their hearts out. Again, with OKC, this loss, you know, I'm not going to take anything away from them. They had a great season. No, it was unfortunately, you know, they couldn't pull a series out, but they were almost there. A few tweaks here and there, maybe they get back there next year. But, you know, shout out to both teams for just an awesome series overall.
Yeah, man. I mean, you couldn't – look, I'm a Spurs fan. You couldn't ask for no better seven-game series than that. Mm-hmm. They pushed them, man. Almost. Yeah. Yep. Almost, man. Damn.
Spirit. Sorry, Spirit. I'm trying to give you some type of solace.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they fought. We give them that. Yeah. Son of a bitch! Oh, man. All
right. That is awesome.
Yeah. Ain't none of our team did this. Oh, well, Mama G team in it.
Yeah, Mama G team, Spirit, and I guess Spirit's husband.
I mean, sorry, Storm's husband. Sorry, Spirit, Storm's husband.
Or sorry, Spirit. Storm's up.
It's late, man. It's late.
Forgive me, please. Oh, shit.
Then you're like, what? As we get into that award.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right. What you got?
All right. I got a few of them. They're quick, though. First one. I couldn't even believe this was news. LeBron is paying Dante Jones's $80 fine for his nut check against Biombo. I saw this and it caught my eye because it said LeBron heroically pays Dante Jones's fine. Oh, I said, God. Heroically? Oh, my God. Are we really doing this now? He's a hero now because he gave his boy $80. Get the fuck out of here. Like Dante Jones can afford $80.
Yeah, Dante Jones, he been in the league long enough.
He should have that on direct deposit.
Yes, I will take the veteran's minimum right now. Give me the veteran minimum's contract. I will take that happily.
Exactly. Get out of here. Next one, this is relation to the Bismack Biyombo. A freaking random executive said he could fetch up to $20 million in free agency.
What?
So they said basically, based off what Tyson Chandler got last year, mm-hmm. I think it's 4 years, 64. He basically said that's like they consider that the benchmark. And a random executive said the way free agency could go, he said his guess is he could possibly land a 3 year 60.
What? Nigga, please.
Hell no. Damn. 3 years.
All I say is thank you, Dan Gilbert and Tristan Thompson. Thank you for screwing up the market for bigs.
Yep, he's going to be like, I outplayed Tristan Thompson a couple games.
That's all I got to say. I did better than Tristan Thompson. Period.
Nigga, Jesus.
next one. This is ridiculous. Lil Wayne and Birdman, they are insane. I didn't realize they just had money to blow. Could have gave some of that money to me or freaking gave it to somebody to do something with. So T-Pain said Lil Wayne and Birdman used to bet $10,000 on games on Madden. Now, the type of games these fools, they would bet on simulated games.
The fuck?
Basically, they ain't playing. They simulate the game, let the computer figure out who wins. Oh, I bet you 10 G's I win. Okay. Computer, who gonna win? It's like, oh my fucking. Just wasteful. Just wasting $10,000. Y'all ain't got nothing better to do. How about you give that money to a charitable organization? Give it to some needy kids. Something. Instead of wasting it playing Madden when y'all ain't even really playing each other.
That's weak sauce.
Just letting the computer do everything. Get the fuck out of here. And then, last but not least, shout out to the Hip Hop Digest because they mentioned this a few weeks ago. My old stomping grounds, Atlanta, UGA, apologized for Ludacris's list of items that he demanded for his 15-minute performance at the school. So they pay Ludacris $65,000 for a 15-minute appearance. I was like, $65,000 for 15 minutes?
Damn.
And I'm like, nigga, that you make a my fucking yearly salary in 15 minutes. That's bullshit. But so back on April 16th. Now, apparently on top of the $65,000, he had a list of items he wanted. Now, I ain't got the whole list. I got a few things, but this was just absolutely ridiculous. If y'all want the whole list, listen to the Hip Hop Digest a few episodes back. They listed the whole thing. I only got a few things here. So we got one loaf of whole grain wheat bread, organic PB&J, or organic peanut butter, and organic grape or strawberry jelly. That bitch better be jelly. No preserves. one box of fruit roll-ups. For what? Don't know. One bottle of red and white wine. Okay. Six. I want six Hanes large white tees. If there's five, I'm slapping somebody. He said he want a Crest rechargeable toothbrush and toothpaste. Crest, not Colgate, nigga. Make sure it's Crest.
Nigga, you don't have your own toothbrush?
Damn. And then last but not least, which UGA pretty much had to apologize for, a box of Trojan condoms. Who are you fucking on campus?
Right. This? Yeah, his runner, you're like, what? And it was way more than that. You're like, what?
Yeah, there was a Hip Hop Digest, they went through like, there was like 20 things on that list. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, you're like, I could see a 2-3 hour show. Like, I'm going to be there all fucking night.
Exactly.
And she's like, what?
I can even understand a bottle of wine or something, you know.
Six white tees.
Six. Give me five. I'm slapping somebody.
You sweating them bitches out that quick?
And then the fruit roll-ups and stuff. I'm like, what the hell? And a rechargeable toothbrush. I can't brush myself. That shit has to brush for me, nigga. That's all I got.
All right. For me, I just have two. First one is going out to Anthony Davis, who by not being named to any of the NBA All-Star teams, missed out on $24 million.
Mm.
You know, he was trying to get that Derrick Rose bonus in his contract. So now his contract goes from $145 million to $121 million in terms of value. Like, damn.
He's still winning.
Oh, yeah, he's still winning. But it's just like, shit. I'm sort of like, yeah. You know, like, but you got hurt and y'all underachieved bad.
It would have been nice to get that $25 million check, though.
No, I would have. I feel like if he just played a little better, always next to him, but damn. Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah, I think I had another one I forgot. But then my last one is going, I'm taking my Noise to War back from the Raptors from last week. I mean, when I saw that performance after them games, I'm like, what the hell? I gave y'all some love because it seemed like y'all were putting up a fight, making the Eastern Conference Finals real exciting. And then them last two games was straight up bullshit.
Mm.
I couldn't take it. Like, what are y'all doing? What are you doing? Like, play like you give a damn. Mm. That lack of effort was just frustrating as hell. Like, y'all got to do something better than that. Y'all was just killing me. I mean, you watching the games. I mean, even both of them during the game, just
stop it. Stop it. I can't take it anymore.
Chill, man. Chill.
Like, get it together, y'all. Y'all came as far, farther than you have before. I know it's been a lot of pressure. I know you're playing LeBron James. You're not favored. Everybody's saying you're whack. You ain't going to do nothing. But, I mean, that discrepancy from the road to home was huge. Now, you couldn't get none of that momentum carried over in game five. None of it. You knew they were going to come back and play well. We knew that. Yep. I knew Cleveland was going to come. They home. They just got smacked around. They're going to settle. But, I mean, you're down 31 at half.
Oof.
And you're not explosive. You're like, all right.
No fight.
Mm-hmm. You set the pick. Oh, we trapping you. We double teaming you. What is going to happen? Nothing. Nothing's happening whatsoever. Please. And was, you know, I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to find a site to look it up for more research. I'm sure something that'll be fun to talk about, especially with the Hoopla crew and all that. I had a friend of mine tell me that, and I don't know for sure. I got to look it up where he didn't tell me where he heard it, but that he said it's in his career as well, that LeBron James has only beat 7 50-plus win teams. I'm like, what?
He's only beat 7.
Yes.
As in, like, in the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
Hmm.
I was like, wow. Like, first I was like, well, that's the East for you.
Yeah.
But I was like, wait a minute. And I was like, wait a minute. Is this you talking about? This his, like, this his whole career? Because he was like, Kobe got 24. I'm just like, wait a minute. He got 7.
Well, Kobe, like, okay, of course Kobe's in the 20s. He's coming out the West.
Right. I mean, all them battles with Spurs, and that's 7-some right there.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm going to have to look that up, because if that's – damn.
Now, is that the series, or is that just total wins?
No, like when you – like this
when
season,
the like when you're playing a team like they play in that Toronto series Raptors, and they won 50-plus games.
Yes, he's beaten – like he beat Toronto, who won 50-plus games this season. And I think that Atlanta won 50 plus. They won. I don't know if they counted this season as well, but I'm still like, that's it.
That's bad. That ain't good.
Because a lot of times you just playing them in the finals. I mean, yeah, and there were times where, you know, he was playing. You know, they got a losing record. Can get you in the playoffs. I mean, it got better.
Some of them years he beat the Bulls team where they won 50 plus.
Yeah, I will give it to the. To the East, at least in the regular season, they did seem like things were getting better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had the West. I mean, I think
that started off slow.
Yeah, I think Houston finished with 500 record to get in. Well, before that, it was like 50. You did 50 games to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, a few years ago. I don't know, but I'm gonna find that out, because I was like, ooh, that'll be a good discussion. I mean, y'all bronze sexuals. How you feel about that? That would taint a little bit for me. I'm like, 7? Like, well, I mean, look, you made it 6 straight. You play who you're in front of you. If they whack, that ain't your fault.
Yeah. It ain't my fault. Like, took the shocker.
Yep. And for the joint of the week, I had the song picked out for LeBron James. I think probably only fitting that. We're getting a rematch from last year. Dilated Peoples back again. Look, I'm probably talking about him like we usually do, and I'm not pulling for him, as y'all know. I don't want to win. But dude is the great player. You know, he's the best player in the game. This series, we gonna see if all his talk is he can back it up. You know, well, but when we talking about the word valuable,
that's you different. Better show your value, homie.
Yep. Now you put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry, I remember he was like, "Yeah, you know, our locker room still smell like champagne." I ain't forgot that neither. Let's go, bring it.
Ooh, boy.
And you know we're gonna keep bringing it as the series goes on, y'all, on this show, Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. Brought to you by the Black Is Network. Thank y'all for checking out with us. Make sure you listen to us. Subscribe to the show. Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, any place you find podcasts, we are there. If we are not, let us know. 5-star reviews, Stitcher, iTunes as well. Hit us up, man. We will read them on the show. Say what you feel, man. We love the 5 stars. You can always get at us directly on the website, blackisonline.com. Make sure you're checking out the other shows, The Break. Hopefully we are recording a new one this week. I know we've been off. This crew has just been out. We still around. Also, I dropped last week, turned my headphones up. A couple people shouted me out on that, so I appreciate y'all for that. That's always fun to do. And if y'all want to get at us directly also via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Twitter, we're on @brotherslayman. Voicemail 323-455-4219. Let's talk some sports, y'all.
Yeah, definitely hit us up. Say what you mean what you say. If you enjoyed the show, go ahead and give us those 5-star reviews or whatever you think we so deserve for the content that we gave you guys today. If you also enjoyed the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones about us. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Let's see. Well, I guess in honor of the X-Men movie, go ahead and tell Professor X. Tell Magneto. Tell Psylocke. Tell Storm. Tell Archangel. Tell Nightcrawler. Tell Wolverine. Tell Apocalypse. Tell Mystique. Tell everybody about the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we've been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, front, left, right, back again. Uh-huh. Who is it?
Violated
people. In the house again. This is the people, the people, the back again. For the very fourth time. Don't worry if I write checks. I write rhymes.
Yeah. Bring that back to the top, man.
Yeah, you like that, right?
I need to hear that from the top. Yo, bad. Bring that back.
For the very fourth time. Don't worry if I write checks, I write rhymes. It's a new year. Okay, got shit to confess. Like I ain't smoke weed no more, but ain't smoking no less.
Back again.
Yeah, reversing any curses. Back to jumping in crowds, spilling drinks from chicks' purses. Dilated people. Back again. Back again.
The crew never left, but came back.
Amazing.
Like tomorrow on these yesterday cats. Learn to stay vested and strapped.
Yeah.
Stay awake and out of the federal state traps.
Yo, we back again.
Kinda like Bush and Blair. Some were scared, some would just wish they cared. Never too late to prepare. As many things you fear have been in place for years.
Back again.
Who is it?
Dilated. In the house again.
Set to pack them in. Ladies and gentlemen, front, left, right, back again.
Titles, rings, and plaques, belts, trophies, and banners, and things like that.
Like that, that, that. Oh, definitely like that. AFC, dilated people, these people. Hey, yo, Rock, I don't think they understand, man. Yo, bring that back.
Back again.
For more titles, rings, and plaques, belts, trophies, and banners, and things like that.
Like that.
For the passion, the stacks of this cash, we play through pain, mostly come home to switch bags.
Back again.
My squad back on track. Staples in the parades. I'm talking back to back. It's dilated and we're back. Back, 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 back again.
Yeah, they stuck cause shit's different. And rain was on the way because the weatherman predicted.
In the house again.
I ain't getting wet. Kick a hole in the speaker, pull the plug. Still my people showing love. Think different outside the box. Y'all want a lot of a little. We want a little of a lot. In this world, evidence, all I got's my words. Spinning 33 and a third to make the DJ spin it.